Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, I didn't want to put that on there. We're going to put something real, so just give me a minute and we're going to put on something.
We're a three-man band!
Welcome to another edition of the Archer Jones Show. Of course, I'm the host, Archer Jones, and there's not much to say on that matter, but let's get to some things that's going on. I saw this yesterday, although I know it was posted earlier this week, that if you're in the Milwaukee area, and I guess they're going to have a job and a resource fair that's going to focus on everybody, including, you know, felons that can't even get a job, but this job fair is going to focus on everybody and anybody, which is once a change. So I like the concept and the idea of they doing this job fair because, you know, people struggling with jobs as it is already trying to find work. So, and hopefully, like, I hope the job fair goes successfully. I might go down there, just maybe look around, maybe apply for something myself. But we'll see. It's the first annual community job and resource fair, Thursday, January 2014, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Clinton Rose Center, 3045 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in Milwaukee. If you want information about that, you can call a friend of mine, Tracy Dent, at 414-502-7296, or you can email him at tracy.e.dent@gmail.com if y'all wanted more information on that. But it's a good idea and it's a good concept, especially people that's looking for jobs, and like you have felons that are trying to look for jobs too, and just a good concept. So some people do like need to read this, and matter of fact, what I'm gonna do right now, I'm gonna share it. Because, yeah, really, it needs to be shared, especially people that's trying to struggle to look for jobs and there's nothing there. But, like I said, it's one of these things that is just needed around here. Look, dress, and think professional. That's one of the things that you got to do, especially like if you're trying to get a job, they will want you to dress to impress. Oh, believe me, I hate it, but I can understand why they, you know, wanted to. I guess that's just like my opinion on that. So let's see. What news going on? Let's see, I know we got the NFL going on with the Packers and the Falcons. I thought they were going to play Atlanta, but I guess they're playing here. So it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully they get a win and they, at least they can tie, and hopefully the Lions and the Bears lose as well. I know the Lions ain't going to play till, no, not the Lions, but the Bears ain't going to play until tomorrow. Monday Night Football. Like I said, just hopefully that, you know what, since I'm on the subject, I'm going to go to NFL.com and look at their record. And yes, this show is a half an hour edition, just to remind everybody, because I didn't set it up in time, and yeah, let's just say I kind of screwed it up. But anyways, let's see the standings. I'm going to do it by conference. Let's see, because it will help me know where everybody is at. Got the Broncos at number one, the Patriots number two, the Colts number three, and you got the Bengals number four. And the two wild card spots right now is the Chiefs and the Ravens. Well, the Ravens and Miami Dolphins are tied. So let's go down. Seattle Seahawks is one, whatever. Saints, number two. The Lions, number three. Cowboys, four. And it's tied between the Panthers and the 49ers for the wild card spots. So, yeah, teams like the Bears and Packers got a long way to go to at least try to, you know, catch up. But I'm surprised that the Redskins are last, 3-9, and the Falcons are 3-9. Wow. No wonder they didn't have it for Sunday Night Football, because their record is worse than the Packers. Like I said, hopefully Packers will turn it around, make it be 6-6, and pass Chicago and at least catch up with the Lions for the division spot. Let's Oh yeah, and see, and 49ers are 8-4. 9-3. Yeah, some teams probably gonna be hard, but it's like there's like weeks and weeks left for the NFL, so we'll see how this goes. And we will be right back and get ready to listen to the greatest song ever. So we will be back.
It's time to get off.
Hey, let your pants off. Don't take your pants off.
Okay, and we're back. So sorry about that. Because I was put on hold. But anyways, let's just look for like more news. Where is? Just see if there's any like local news, something that's important. Well, I hope Blizzard Brawl did have a successful show last night, although I wasn't able to be there. But what more can you do? Oh, well.
Well, let's see if we can get this show on the road.
Wait, Mr. Burns, what are you doing here?
I'm just here to break the poor and always feed the rich. What more that I can do? You know me. I just gotta get away from Smithers. I think he's so in love with me. That fool needs to get his own puff and start living in mine.
Wow. Everybody kind of knew that Smithers was a fruitcake, but hey, what more can you do? So, since you're here, Mr. Burns, can you help me with trying to look for some news?
Excellent.
All right, hold on. Let's see what's going on. Because I know we're going to get into some wrestling news as well, just to see what's going on. I do want to say rest in peace from Nelson Mandela. He passed this week, the age of 95. And they got people that all raised that's praying for him in South Africa. So rest in peace to him. Let's see. What else is good things?
Oh, how about Kim's uncle removed from North Korea? State documentary.
I don't think nobody wants to hear anything about South Korea. Hey, one trying to kill us.
Damn it, I do want to know about that.
But too bad, Burns. Let's see, I know we can find something better than that. Matter of fact, we might as well just go look for something local. I think that would be better.
No, it won't. Let me top and look for some local. You local. I'll have my hounds go after you.
Oh, calm down. Let's see what we can find news-wise. Well, I did watch Ring of Honor, last week's Ring of Honor. Although it was a good match with Adam Cole and Jimmy Jacobs, it was very good match for the title, although Jimmy Jacobs came up a little short. and just came up short and didn't win, and now called they retained the title. So they're probably just going to save it for, you know, this coming Saturday's final battle, which would be on internet pay-per-view. And, you know, ordering, like, Ring of Honor pay-per-views ain't nothing but, like, $10, so it's cheap as hell. So don't pass that up, and you can watch it on internet pay-per-view. Now, I think the pay-per-view starts at 7 o'clock. So, and plus, after that, you have WWE TLC, which is after that. So, I guess, well, so far, the card looks good. And I guess it's like, Marvel said this is the year of the handicap matches, because it seems like ever since the fall, there's just been some handicap matches. Oh, really? Yeah, you know what you do with handicap matches. You will take the advantage anyway. Really? Yeah, you will. But anyways, let's look for something else. Ooh, I don't know what to do. There we go. You already got to look at the newspapers to find out what's going on. People, this is what I like about people that tailgate, tailgating. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. You idiot, why are you saying it wrong? Hey, I'm just trying to get my thoughts together. Come on. But anyways, everybody knows Aaron Rodgers is not going to play tonight. Well, today's game. So, but anyways, let's look for some more good news. Something in West Allis happened. Let's see. Oh, Mr. Burns, you want to read this? No, I don't want to read anything. Okay. Fine, you rich bastard. Let's see. A crash of I-894 in West Allis is blocking all eastbound lanes at Greenfield Avenue. The State Department of Transportation said it is expected to take more than 2 hours to clear, and that was like, and that was put up like 20 minutes ago. Let's see what's, let's see, we might as well talk about entertainment, because it's like nobody doesn't talk much about what's going on, like videos and stuff like that, and knowing the scenes and stuff. Let's see. Really? I do want to read this one, though. What are you talking about? I don't want to talk about no sounds and music. We know you're a Scrooge. But anyways, Milwaukee had the fifth highest rating for NBC's Live Sounds of Music. Some reviews were unkind, deer in the headlights, wrote the Associated Press about Carrie Underwood starring NBC's Live staging of Sounds of Music. For local ratings, suggest viewers were hungry for family entertainment during holiday season. Milwaukee was the fifth highest rated market in the country for the live remake of Sentimental Classic Musical about governess of the group of children in the Swift's Alps. It earned 16.5 household rating for Channel 4, with WTMJ TV. So, wow, they actually did good. So, I guess that's. That's crazy. Oh my God. I'm sorry, just listening to Fox NFL Sunday there. No. No, Dr. Phil.
Saints.
Oh God, that's funny. I'm sorry, that is just so funny. But mind if we look at some wrestling news for a bit before we play some little bit of mix of music before we go off the air? Look, music? Nobody wanna listen to music. Calm down, Burns. Let's see. See, I keep on forgetting about the wrestling website. Don't mind me. Oh, yeah, I do want to see that they finally put Milwaukee on for, like, a coming tour. Let's go to, .ww. You forgot the dot, you idiot. Oh, calm down. Anyways, they do beat Detroit. Yeah, kind of hope does win this one, that one too. Let's see. A lot of from yesterday when they was in Sacramento, California, which right now they'd probably be warm. Usos defeated Real Americans. NXT star Alexander Russer defeated Zack Ryder. Funk the Dapto defeated Alicia Fox and Asana. Kofi Kingston and The Miz fought to a no contest after attacked by The Shield. Cody Rhodes and Goldust did make the save. Of course, Cody Rhodes and Goldust defeated Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. United States Championship match. Dean Ambrose defeated Dolph Ziggler and Damian Sandow. Ryback defeated Santino. And John Cena defeated Alberto Del Rio. Wow.
This Reggie Bush, isn't it?
Yep, apparently he's injured. Who knows if he's still going to play or not.
Looks like he's still playing, but he's back in it. He's going to play warm-up, but looks like he's still
playing. Well, something interesting to see. Oh, that would be a good one. Let's see. Burns, you want to read this? Okay.
Okay, I'll read it.
Dreamway Wrestling out of Illinois has announced current reigning TNA champion AJ Styles and American Wolves Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards for a show February 1st, 2014.
Well, yeah, I'll take this part. Davey Richards has pulled out of multiple independent bookings recently, while the actual reason behind it is speculated by multiple sources that he and Eddie are currently working a short-term tryout deal with WWE NXT. No word on when that will expire, although Edwards is still appearing in next week's Ring of Honor final battle event.
You idiot, start to learn how to read. Hey, don't hit me. I'm sorry.
So it will appear there will be a finish up date that are already committed to working and B will not be wrestling in NXT by February unless things change. I might even go see that. So I'm probably going to look into that. We're going to play one more song before we go off the air, and we will from there. Let's see, what should we play? What should we play?
Do you know who I am? Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
You are now tuned in. word, yo. You can find us climbing, setting the bar. Or you can find us red carpet when we're hitting it hard. The truth is you can find us wherever you are. Just look up, we're flying high with the stars. Cause tonight is the night. Bright, bright, bright cloud. Yeah, we need to throw down. Everybody get loud. Tonight is the night. Hey, can't miss. We'll be burning to the ground. Everybody get down. Tonight is the night. Stay flying while our feet can't watch. We're ready, flying now we're non-stop.
Oh, as I was saying, why I keep on forgetting to go to let's see, let's go to a few more. There's no, these dogs is trying to look for, see if there's anybody going through there or something. So I'm going to close the show right now. And don't forget to check out WFSO Aftermath tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Central Time, WFSO Radio Network. But until then, it might be a show next, well, Sunday we're going to be doing the pay-per-view. So it may be a show Saturday, but we'll see. But until then, just look for the Archer Jones Shows on Facebook. Got his own page, and anything you want me to talk about, post it on there, and we'll talk about it on Saturday and Sunday show. So anything y'all want me to talk about, just post it on there. So look for the Archer Jones Show page on Facebook. Until then, peace out, and y'all have a good week.